Welcome to Woman Crush Wednesday on 97.9 The Hill. I'm Allie Evans, and each week I'm chatting with motivated women in the Chapelboro area and highlighting their impact. This conversation is made possible by Mosaic Comprehensive Care, a unique medical home providing innovative care for the whole person in a non-judgmental environment. Hey, y'all. Welcome to this week's Woman Crush Wednesday conversation on 97.9 The Hill. Today, I'm joined by Eugenia Floyd, fourth grade teacher from Mary Scroggs Elementary School. Miss Floyd was recently named the Teacher of the Year for the Chapel Hill-Carrboro City Schools District. Welcome to Woman Crush Wednesday, Eugenia.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited.
So needless to say, the second half of this school year was completely unexpected. How did you stay connected with your students?
I connected with my students mostly virtually and via phone call. We have a really great team within my school, as well as in the school system, that worked really hard to make sure that we could connect with our students. Most of our fourth graders had a Chromebook handy, so we were able to interface via Google Classroom. My classroom is normally one-to-one with Chromebooks, so the kids definitely had already had some experience navigating these tools.
Oh, that's great.
So our school guidance counselors, our administrators, our EC teachers, we all just really worked together to make sure that we were giving all the kids what they needed.
This has been a stressful time. How do you make sure that you're taking care of yourself so that you are the best version of you?
In general, one of the things I've always believed about myself is that I should always treat myself. You know, I work really hard. Mm-hmm. I enjoy spending time with my friends. I enjoy going on car rides. I enjoy getting my nails and hair done, just making sure that I feel good about myself and I'm doing the things that make me happy. I definitely have always been a believer in that if I'm working as hard as I am, I definitely deserve to enjoy the fruits of my labor.
There are very small, enjoyable, personal things that you can do that translate into putting a better version of yourself out there.
Absolutely. And one of the things I've also been doing is just having some quiet time to myself, mm-hmm. like the first hour of the day. No cell phone, just me, my coffee, and my thoughts.
What advice do you have as we figure out what school will look like next year?
I want us to feel encouraged that the people who are making these decisions are definitely thinking about our safety as their number one priority. Even when I meet my children on the first day of school, one of the things we talk about is the safety of our class. I know that our state and our district officials, all of the people who are having this conversation about what the school year will look like, are making sure that the safety of students as well as staff is the number one priority.
Thank you so much for joining me on Woman Crush Wednesday, Eugenia, and congratulations on being the Teacher of the Year.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited.
Woman Crush Wednesday is presented by Mosaic Comprehensive Care. Meet their team and learn more at mosaiccarenc.com.
For this and other Woman Crush Wednesday interviews, visit the 97.9 The Hill on-demand page of chapelboro.com.
See y'all on Wednesday.